marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Oh, Al, please let me go with you. Oh, come on, Al, please. Please, I really, really want to go.
No! Now, let me explain this one more time. This is my vacation. I work hard all year long alone. I'm going on my vacation alone. Be brave, Pet. Be back in a week.
Goodbye, Al.
Goodbye, Pet. Good to get away. Look at my itinerary. Bundy World Tour 92. Day one, arrive in New York, courtesy of Escape from New York. Then it's on to the nation's capital for Happy Hooker Goes to Washington. Day two.
Al.
Peg, you're not allowed to Al. There will be no Al-ing for my entire vacation. I am not here. Day two. I shall Concord over to merry old England for British babes need discipline.
But Al.
Peg, sorry, the captain's turned on the no peg sign.
Dad, don't leave yet. Terrible tragedy's befallen Kelly.
Sorry, bud. As you can see, my seat is now in an upright position.
What happened to Kelly?
Her modeling school closed down. It seems they moved upstairs and most of the models can't find it anymore.
Poor Kelly. She must be crushed. She spent so much time learning the art of rapidly undressing and dressing again.
I don't think she learned that at modeling school.
Now, Bud, it is not nice to talk about your sister. But she's not here, so I guess it's all right. Where is she?
Where she always goes to contemplate during a crisis. She's at TV World, Chicago's finest theme park.
Ah, yes, that's where she went to contemplate the significance of why Garfield can talk while Odie speaketh not.
That was a rough 6 months. She's probably wandering around Kung Fu land. What if she tries to do something rash, like think?
Am I truly nothing? Is this all there is to life? What's wrong, Ducky? You haven't touched a thing. No, I don't blame you. I'm not hungry either. What should I do with my life? I need a sign. Well, there's one. Master, the modeling school is closed and now I'm lost. Which path should I follow?
Press button A for Eastern philosophy. Press B for last night's basketball scores. Press C if you like your own personalized videotape of you pressing C. You have pressed A, heavy Eastern philosophy. My child, remember, the wise man can eat no more with four chopsticks than he can with two. Unless he...
Unless he what? What, Master, what?
Who keeps feeding this duck?
Unless he what? Tell me before I kill you!
Hey, excuse me. Are you from that modeling school that closed down?
Yeah, how did you know?
Well, I saw the blonde hair and the loaf of bread and took a wild guess. Listen, I have some advice.
Oh, wait, here.
Thank you. Get a job.
But how, Master?
Would you go to the personnel office and ask for an application?
Thank you. You're so much wiser than the other statue.
That's why I've got a pointed stick and this bag of duty.
Dad's still on vacation?
Yes. And not a postcard, not a letter, nothing.
Okay. Dad, this was really cute when I was about 4. But after 18 years of your world cruises, I can't help but feel maybe it's time to stand on a freeway off-ramp with a sign that says, "Mindless will embarrass my family for food."
But come here a second. Let me explain something to you. You see, you know that I'm just sitting here on the couch, and I know that I'm just sitting here on the couch. But you see, son, the rest of the weeks out of the year, I'm selling shoes. Ladies' shoes. Fat ladies. Very, very fat ladies. And you know what fat does best, son? Fat sweats. So after selling fat sweat all year, one needs a little vacation. So you see, son, if I didn't actually think I was enjoying myself here, I might one day just run amok and destroy everyone and everyone with everything I see. Do I make myself clear?
We'll discuss it when you get back, Dad.
May we?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Bud. Is Daddy back from vacation yet?
Look around, honey. Does it look like he's here? Honey, are you okay? We heard the modeling school closed. Several of the mothers have called. Their daughters are eating Cocoa Puffs and salt pork products. Their weight, much like their dreams, behind them. How are you bearing up?
Well, I too was feeling lonely and lost, and I too almost buried my troubles in pork rinds. But thanks to the advice of 2 wise statues, I decided to get a job.
A job? Oh my God, the shame! What will I tell the girls at the beauty parlor?
Well, you can tell them if their husbands ever have any time to kill down by the airport, they might want to pop in and see your little girl at the nudateria.
Bud, why don't you go on and stand over by Dad? So when he lands, you can be there to yell, "The plane, boss, the plane!" Anyway, you'll be proud to know that I am now a paid employee of TV World Theme Park.
Kel, I love TV World. Oh, babes from everywhere flock to talk show land to see the binge and purge Oprah statue that grows and shrinks on the half hour. You have to get me in for free.
Yeah, sure. I really want to be at my new job and hear screams of "there's a goose monster loose in the park."
Hey. Is it my fault that every time I'm at the zoo, 10 girls happen to back into my hand?
Anyway, Mom, I have a really good feeling about this. I mean, this could be more than a job. It could be a career. Finally, a chance to show what I can do. Thank you, come again. Thank you, come again. Thank you, come again. Thanks again, come you. Thank you. No, come. Oh, who cares? I hate this job. This isn't even a real job. What am I saying? Thank you. Come again. Thank you. Thank you. Come again.
Where's Dad now?
Well, according to his itinerary, he's in Casablanca.
Here's looking at you, kid.
I know this must be trying on you, Mom. When Dad gets back, might I suggest that you take the couch and go on a cruise?
Huh, that's okay, Bud. I choose to do my fantasizing in other places. But you know, the one we really should be worried about right now is Kelly. You know, ever since she's had this job, she reminds me of someone. I just can't put my finger on who.
Why doesn't the world explode into a fiery, pus-filled death? A fat woman comes to the gate today. Her moo-moo covering what must have been 3 or 4 heinies. Now, she could exit through a little itsy-bitsy turnstile or a huge gate. Guess which one she chooses. A line was forming. So I had to do something. So I got a tub of butter from the Delta Burke Let's Get Big exhibit and oiled her up. Then I went over to Star Trek land, hotwired the Enterprise, and sent it up where no man has gone before. She goes flying like a vegetable out of Dad's mouth. Right into the Facts of Life fan club pavilion. Thank God it's always empty. Can somebody give me a reason to live?
Not a convincing one, no.
Listen, Kel, I know what'll make you feel better. You can get me into the park for free.
I do nothing for you, Niblet. I do nothing for anyone. All I want to do is just sit and relax.
Who is it she reminds me of?
Thank you. Come again. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Come again.
Kel, get me in.
I'm sorry, but the shemp job in Three Stooges land has already been taken.
Vengeance shall be mine.
Then vengeance can't be a woman. Now go away, here comes my boss.
How's it going, Miss Bundy?
Fine, Mr. Nielsen.
Excuse me, sir, but I just exited the park, and this young lady didn't say goodbye to me.
The heck you say? I'm sorry, young viewer. Just for that, we're gonna give you a rerun. That's a free ticket back in. And it'll be a deduction from Miss Bundy's paycheck.
Well, that almost makes up for her rudeness. I don't think she quite looks sorry enough for me. But I do think that me and the rest of the public would like to see her head shaved.
Well, the modeling school may be closed, but its spirit must live on. I will follow its motto. Smile as if your brain had wisdom. Smile and go on Nutrisystem. Smile, something, something, smile. I will not let that wisdom go to waste.
Hi, Kelly. What are you smiling at?
Nothing. Life sucks.
Well, I just love it here. I try to come as often as I can. I just can't get enough of that Cagney and Lacey exhibit. That show always made me want to cut my hair short and shoot at men with my big gun. But then again, so did Bewitched. And Gilligan's Island and Green Acres and That Girl.
Excuse me, Mrs. Darcy, but if you don't mind, I'm kind of working here. It takes all my concentration, okay? Goodbye. Goodbye. Pretty cool, eh?
Nothing to be ashamed of. At least you went out and got yourself a job. Some people don't even do that. Here comes one now. What was it like working on Happy Days?
I'm telling you, kid, I was not on Happy Days, okay? My name is Darcy. Jefferson Darcy.
Was that your name on Love Boat?
Oh, beat it! Kids, I can hardly go out in public anymore. Well, here she is. See, Kelly, it must be nice to feel like a responsible adult, to finally have a job. Hey, Marcy, can I have some money? They have a really nice TV World t-shirt.
I thought you said the hat and nothing else.
Well, you got two things.
Well, I'm paying.
Oh, well, if that's your attitude, I want to go home right now.
Well, I should just...
If you guys are gonna whine like that, why don't you take it on over to 30-something land, okay?
Welcome. How are you enjoying the park?
This young lady just snapped at us.
Wow. Here's two free passes. It comes out of her salary.
Could I have a t-shirt, too?
Sure. Miss Bundy's paying.
Let's come back later and pick another fight with her. I could really use some shorts.
Well, why can't I have the shorts? I mean, I have the legs in the family.
Can they walk home from here?
Honey, look, let's not argue here in Chicago's happiest park.
You're right, of course. I know. Let's go to Stephen Bochco's Hall of Failures.
Listen, I hear they're just finishing the Capital Critters exhibit.
Oh, I want to see Cop Rock.
I want to see Hooper Man.
Two viewer complaints. Tisk tisk, as we say here in TV land.
Save your tisk for some other idiot, Nielsen. I'm qualified for much more than just standing by an excite sign. I can say much more than just goodbye. I can say hello. I can say pretty bird. Well, I can say about four or five different things if given the proper chance. I want a better job. So I say to you what many have said to me before. Put out or get out. What do you have to say about that?
Normally, two viewer complaints would call for your cancellation. But come to think of it, we do have an opening for a vacuous blonde.
I'm your man.
Can you feel the excitement, boys and girls? Here we are at the last stop. Yes, commercial land. Uh-oh. See the disgusting, filthy roaches about to devour that pie Mom made with love? I said, see the disgusting, filthy, yet easily replaced roaches.
Roaches! Roaches!
But hark, who do I hear? A reasonable facsimile of one of the stars of your favorite TV commercial. Yes, kids, the Verminator.
Hot, toxic, but safe for the ozone. Vermin death. Hasta la vista, buggies.
Hey, would one of you kids like to ask the Verminator a question?
I would. Excuse me, Verminator. But could you tell the kiddies which back seat you'll be appearing in tonight? Should they want to further their education?
Bud, please don't do this to me. My wrath will be terrible.
Does anyone else have a question for the Verminator?
I see you wear a cape, but no underwear. Is that so you can more easily change into your secret identity of a mild-mannered sex toy for the Navy?
Who would like to be deputy Verminators?
Me!
Well, I see one last roach that I just can't quite reach. He's disguised as a dateless, bitter little troll.
That's him!
Yes, that's right. Send him to Valhalla. That's right, kids. Destroy his evil tentacles. Tentacles, kids. I said tentacles.
So how was work, honey?
Oh, it was great. You have no idea of the power of television. I could get those kids to do anything. First, I had them beat up Bud. Then I had them bring me a burger. Then I had them beat up Bud again. Oh, but the best part is that TV World asked Bud to come back as King Roach.
Well, here's Bud, my little man. He looks just cute as a bug.
It's just for the summer.
That's what your father said 20 years ago.
Yeah. Hey, Bud, you know, if you had one more arm, you'd have a date for every night of the week.
All right, that's it. Come on. Come on. Put him up. Let's go.
Come and get it, Roach Boy.
Oh, now, kids, please. Don't you think your father gives me a big enough headache?
What are you saying, Mom? That I should just accept this? That I should just let it ride? I am a college man, and I demand the respect I deserve.
Mm-hmm. We cannot discuss this now. We've got to go pick up your father.
Family, I'm home. It was great, but I haven't showered in about a week, so I think I ought to get right to bed. But before I do, I want to tell you something. Let's sit down. Come here a second. I miss my couch. Come on over here. Now, guys, I had it all. Romance, intrigue, adventure. But I learned one thing, and it's the same the world over. There's nothing like being home with a nice, normal family.